Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
I like it low. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Yeah, that's a nice color.
Hey, thanks. This was one of those that's raining, which you love. And, like, sometimes she doesn't mean to, but, like, in our closet, there's about I would say 20 to 25 tops, like, sweat, whether it's a
blouses.
Sweatshirt, game blouses. That intersect with, like, a line of her clothes going this way, and then my clothes go behind. It's hard to describe.
How big is this closet?
Oh, it's a regular.
You live in the front row of life.
I do. It's a
I'm
regular.
Attempting to dazzle Dave.
It's a regular old closet, but it's, think of, like, a square, but, like, one of the lines goes behind the other line. So, like, there's this section.
So not a square.
Tops, yeah, kind of not a lame square.
Yeah.
And, so I just decided to explore back there this morning. I was like, oh, I haven't seen that. I forgot I had that. And then
who lives back here?
Who is back? Well,
hey, there's the bat.
There is somebody. That's the problem. I had to check because I've made that mistake before. Because Nacho, that's where she lives. She wants to hang out there all day in the closet with the, like, clothes on the hangers, kind of sort of on top of her.
Right. And hey, then, Chris, do you have that audio of that?
Audio of that?
I thought Chris grabbed the audio of Nacho in the closet under the clothes.
Did you, Chris? Chris is lost right now.
No, never mind. Chris
is so lost. He does not have it. Are you speaking?
Yeah.
You heard him?
Wait, someone.
There we go.
Someone didn't have me in program. Oh, who was recording
you were,
back
you were
here?
Hearing him.
Yeah, I was.
I was not.
Oh, because you've got yours in program and his and it's in auxiliary.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what to do. So
no, you're fine.
I can hear you now.
It's weird. Every day I only hear you in Spanish.
I speak a little Spanish. A little.
Más o menos.
Poquito?
Un poquito. I see. I'm so in Spanish. I want to learn.
I like how you explained it.
I want to learn Spanish. I know enough, like...
S-O-C-K-S?
Yeah, the whole commercial.
Yeah.
Like, I could be like... You know, it's like broken Spanish. You know, like broken. Like I get mixed up on, like, the little words. Like it's like "donde está el baño" is probably not correct, but someone's gonna know that I need to know where the bathroom is.
That's not what that means.
No, is
you
oh, I'm sorry.
Not have said that.
"Donde está el biblioteca"? That's
there
the bathroom.
You go.
Gross.
We gotta take a dump in the library. I know enough. But I've told you this before. When we go down there, I am all over my Google Translate because I like to try to communicate.
Yeah.
The problem is I can usually say the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's where I run into trouble. Like, we're in an Uber or something, or Uber, I don't know, whatever. And I'll be like, you know, like off my, like, hey, busy day today. You know, it's small talk. I'm trying to make small talk. Busy day today, or... What's something great to do down here? And I say it, and then, like, usually the person driving will kind of pop up. Like, because I think when we get in, they're like, okay, Americans, easy to spot. you know, quiet ride. And then I say something, and they're like, it changes kind of the dynamic. It's like, oh, okay, we can talk here. But then
it's like, dumb Americans.
Well, that's the problem. Is like, I'll say the thing, and then the driver's like, oh, and just is answering my question, but I don't think it through enough to realize I can't understand what he's saying.
In fast Spanish.
Very. And that's the thing that's always fascinated me, right? Which is another reason I want to be bilingual. You know, I'd love to speak Spanish because, like, Chris, is Spanish as fast as I think it is?
It is for me.
It is? Like,
I don't know Spanish.
I feel like, no, I'm asking though, like, I feel like when I am hearing people speak Spanish, they're speaking super fast. But I'm also like, but what if somebody who doesn't speak English is hearing us speak English and they think we're speaking super fast? Right. I don't know. I don't know if it's actually a tempo thing where Spanish speakers tend to speak faster, or if it's just that's what it sounds like to my untrained ear that doesn't know Spanish.
Yeah.
I want to know the answer to that question because it's the best.
It's coming up in Three for Madness.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I wouldn't know that though.
Yeah.
Apparently the printer's not working today. A's come to Sacramento and everyone just slacks off.
I was expecting a couple more leading offs before I
put in two, right?
You put in one.
I did? Ooh, busted. No, I specifically remember putting in two. I know this. But there's only one. No, I put the A's in second. That's weird.
Sure you did.
I'm telling you. I don't.
Hey, you forgot
it's not on here. It's not on yours. Of course you put it in.
I did.
You know what it is? You just forgot to send it.
You know, you know what it is? Somebody is lurking in our docs, in our Google Doc, and they erased it. Yeah, because I specifically remember having the thought of, I'm not going to put in a third because Kings and A's are going to take up leading off.
The thought also then, I'm not going to put in a second.
I'm not putting in anything. Exactly. Hey, you called yesterday, and then I called you back, but then you were on the air, and I forgot that you were on the air.
Yeah.
Is everything good?
It was really a private discussion. Super private. You know that thing that we talked about?
Oh.
It happened.
Oh, it did. How'd it go? Yeah. Anyone else quit? We didn't tell that story, and we'll be careful with it because obviously, you know, whatever. But yeah, what was it? It was the show before yesterday, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And like we were looking, I saw that Brendan was here because I saw him in the parking lot. Brendan Nunez, Kings Insider.
We'll be on today.
And so I came up and I saw you, and I had to come in here while Alan and Chris were on to get the egg maker that was left that we got for him. And then I got you, and then Chris was right there, and he was like, hey, are we doing this? I was like, let's go.
As a show.
So we walked down to where Brendan's office is, and then I can see him in another office, somebody else's office. And he's in there with Emil, and they've got Frankie on the phone, and there's, you know, another person, and they'll remain nameless. And we walk in there, and we're just kind of small talking here real quick, and then, you know, we give him the egg thing and all that. And then there's like this.
I think you did ask. We're not interrupting anything, are we?
I think you're right, actually. It was something like, oh, we didn't just. Because there was a weird vibe in there at one point that I picked up on. I think we all probably picked up on it. There was just this. The vibe was off. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was just, this is not the energy I'm used to in this world of people. And then, yeah, I think I said something like, hey, we're not interrupting anything important. And then the other guy who will remain nameless is like, well, no, I was just informing everybody that, you know, I'm leaving and going to, you know, you got another job somewhere.
He didn't say that.
What?
He didn't say that.
What did he say?
He said, oh, I'm just letting him know that I quit.
Oh, yeah, I'm just kind of mushing. Right.
But like I heard that, I'm just like, okay, he's joking.
Okay, so we're on the same page there. So I'm really screwed now, and it's Chris's fault directly, because I keep saying, this is where it really got awkward, because I'm like, guys, April Fool's was 2 days ago. Chris already got me like 17 times, and it's also because I thought I saw a couple of them make eye contact with Chris, and I thought that was like, hey, we're all doing this, right? So I had to ask like seriously 5 times. I don't think I'm exaggerating. Like, guys, seriously, last chance. Like, is this for real? Because I knew as soon as I was like, no way, you guys will be like, April Fools. But then
you care about this person.
Exactly. But then it came about that he's like, no, dead serious. Like, all good. And then explained like what was going on. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's great. It's a good it's a good opportunity and
sure.
Nothing like that. It's nothing tragic or whatever, but it's just really awkward.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, how are the eggs?
Right. And then it was like, all right, Brandon, well, what you want to do is do the with the thing. And then I should have taken the egg maker from Brandon and given it to
the other person.
Our guy is a going away party gift.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I mentioned generally when somebody leaves here that's been here a while, we tend to have a going away get together. And then Chris volunteered my house.
Yeah.
Chris, if I do a going away soiree for that person. And I literally did it at my house. Would you come?
Yeah.
Chris would come? Jason?
Yeah.
I'm the one that goes to all the...
That is true. You went to, like, Nick's thing and probably other things, too.
All the other going away things
Chris,
we did.
Chris goes to every event. Even if it's with, like, a competing station, Chris is there.
Yeah.
He's just there.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
I'm a fan of Sacramento.
You are a fan. You are an advocate of Sacramento.
Yes.
That's good to know. A lot of advocates yesterday. By the way... Fun fact, Kings have not won since they announced the A's coming to Sacramento.
That, you know, that's factually true.
I also have a feeling we might be seeing that on Saturday.
Might be.
Not excited about that game tomorrow, tonight.
Tonight. Tonight.
Tonight. Everything good with you, though?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Friday. I don't really have a ton.
Okay.
I don't have a ton of this segment. Just, yeah, everything's fine.
It's going to be better weather, though, coming up, right? Don't we have sun? Finally,
I think this is
we've had enough rain. We're good.
I think this is the last push.
Again, would you trade this? I think you would do this deal for me with me.
Yeah.
Could we save one of these cooler, rainy weeks for? You pick the week in the summer.
July
or August? I was wondering.
August. But, yeah.
Okay.
100%.
How great would that
be? Absolutely.
So you'd have to give up. Like it would have been unseasonably warm for a week.
What is unseasonably warm this week? In your world, what would it be?
Well, I mean, because to have rain and cold in the summer,
yeah,
that's an outlier.
That is.
So I think you'd have to have like you'd have to have a 90 plus.
Like an, I'd still do it.
Yeah, for one week.
For 1 week
in March.
But my God, that 90 plus would
feel
feel
like 4,000.
Yeah, Jason, congratulations. Next Thursday it'll be 81.
Perfect.
There you go.
And you are going to be mad about the 81, and then in a few weeks later, you're like, I wish it was only 81.
55, 61, 63 this weekend. That's fine. 63 and sunny on Sunday.
Okay.
And then next week, 72. I love we're doing the weather. 72, 74, 78, 81, 79, 79, all sunshines.
It's a shout out to Mark Finan.
Hey, Dave, who's turning 100?
Right. I know, right?
That's later in Celebrity Birthday.
David Scott. That's fine. I think this is it. And as we all know in Sacramento, it goes from rainy and cold to, it's going to be 90 in 2 weeks.
Man, can you imagine next year, Wednesday, 113, watching the A's versus the Tampa Rays?
I'm there, baby.
Jason will be there.
Baseball.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Talk about that. We'll talk about the Kings losing.
You want to get season tickets? Want to go in together as a show?
Yeah, I feel like we should.
Actually, I had a few people reach out to me.
Yeah, same here.
So you know, there is an appetite.
You know, they already have a page up.
Yeah.
To get in the waiting line. I am curious to see what they. I do predict that they're gonna. I don't think they're gonna require it, but I do think they're gonna. There's gonna be something. It's gonna be very incentivized to do 3 years.
Probably
because that's what they do with Gold One Center. They had everybody do 3 year deals, I believe.
I don't think so.
No?
I'm a season two.
Then maybe that was just for the lofts and stuff. Then I don't know. Maybe. But I knew that there was some sort of situation.
Where I'm attempting to dazzle Dave.
Because I said lofts? I didn't get a loft.
I didn't get a loft. I've never.
You just thought about it, but there's too many years.
That's a good point right there. Yeah,
if it was
three,
only one, I would have
done
it.
That'd be fine. Hey, last thing.
Yes.
This is something great. I'm going out tonight with friends. I haven't done that. I don't know.
Are you somebody's house?
No, I'm going to an event.
Did you lose a bet?
I kind of did. Not a bet, but.
You're going to be in public?
I will.
With people?
Oh, man, I can't. I will be at Golden One Center.
Wait, what's happening?
I'm going
happening
to a concert, sort of.
I'm going to comedy.
I'm going to a comedy
My
show.
My guy, I'm jealous. I wanted to go to that.
Did you? Yeah. Do you still?
Well, I'll be working.
No.
Maybe Nate Bergazze?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nate Bergazze.
I think he's hilarious.
Yeah, okay.
I do.
I don't know. I'm not saying he's not.
Well,
I just don't really know.
I don't know if I've ever, this might be a true test. Chris probably gone to a lot of comedy shows. I don't know that I've ever been to a comedy show that I haven't laughed. There's been people that are like, they're okay. But I laugh at something.
Sure. Oh, I've been to a couple stinkers.
Like all the way, like the entire set for the comedian?
Yes.
Wow.
But they weren't like a headliner.
Was it someone that works here?
Worked here.
Well, but
no, that's not fair.
But part of it's like, you're around people laughing.
That helps.
And that makes you laugh.
Yes.
More. And so honestly.
Like going to a movie with Chris and Sean Cunningham.
I
sat between them and the movie wasn't very good.
Was it Men at Work?
No.
Oh.
We saw Dumb and.
Men at Work?
I don't know.
Were we working together in the 80s?
That's a good point. Maybe it's a rerun.
90s. Chris, what was it? Dumb and Dumber 2?
Dumb and Dumber 2.
And then the other one, which was awful.
Sherlock Holmes and Watson.
Holmes and Watson. With Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. But there's like two scenes that were, but those two laughed. I'm like, I'm laughing at you guys.
Those are the best. Because Chris has his cackle. And then
Sean's, I'm in his stereo.
Oh, my God.
I was in between them.
I would actually go see a funny movie with that exact four people.
It was between two ferns.
And then you got Sean, Barney rubbling.
And I'm going, they're like, isn't that funny? Not really. No. You guys are making me laugh.
I'll report back.
Okay. I think you're going to give it a 8 or higher.
He's obviously funny. He's selling. He's playing like in an
arena.
I think you're gonna like it, but you're gonna have a lot of complaints about everything else.
Meaning what?
Like I'll complain about like he knows what he's talking about. Yeah, like parking or
so crowded. The
lines or
I have to give up my phone in a pouch because they don't let you record.
Wait
the popcorn line.
Hey, hold on a second. Are you serious?
They did that for John Mulaney.
He probably didn't care.
Doing it on my phone. I'll put that sucker down my pants. I'm not going to record anything.
They put it in a pouch and they give it to you, so you have to hold on to it the entire time.
Can you get it in the pouch?
You have to go to an area to get it unlocked, and then you have to put it back in the pouch.
We'll take
Dave's
a break.
Not going anywhere.
I got Royal Match to play. Okay.
I got fishies.
I got exactly. I got to multitask. When we come back, the Kings. Multi-halved last night. Woof. Tale of two whatevers.
Cities.
Yeah. What? What'd you
Tale
say?
Tale of two cities.
What do you think I thought he said it too.
Really?
100%. That's okay. What I heard.
Because I did.
And more of the A's. A's post-mortem, if you will, or pre-mortem. I don't know what it is, but A's stuff. And we'll get to all that. It is a Friday program. We're going to have fun. Friday fun and games coming up. Brendan Nunes coming up. David Sampson, former president of the Miami Marlins, who got them all situated with their stadium, a guy who knows all about this stuff. You might have seen him on Dan Lebatard. I think he's down in L.A. hosting the Rich Eisen show right now, but he's going to join us here in about an hour. We'll get to all that right after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Let's do it. Leading off, the three top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number one.
Hartenstein on the perimeter. Hartenstein looks, finds Hart in the middle, turns to the rim and scores again. What a night for Josh Hart. His career high came when he played with the Portland Trailblazers a couple of years ago when he had 44 against Washington. Tonight, he now has 31 season-high points. and the Knicks are in control. Davion Mitchell from the free throw line, short on the 15-footer off the dribble. 115-103, 2:25 to go. Brunson breaks down the defense. Turn out the lights, warm the jets. This ball game is all but officially over.
You disappointed the G-man. And our general manager who was there.
A shameful performance.
There with his daughter. And got to, hopefully they left after the first quarter. What?
Halftime? They're still ahead.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You're a jinxy person.
Because I said I don't want to say anything?
No, but he went.
Oh.
And was the road games. He's been to the road games? He's been a pretty good road team.
I don't think so. I don't think he has. So maybe we have a conversation. Maybe that's it. No more road
games. No more
M&Ms. No more road games for you guys.
Don't bring him in M&Ms.
It's a tale of two. Well, really, I should say 3/4 to 1.
Tale of two what?
It was a great first quarter. And then I believe it was 100-74 Knicks the rest of the way.
Oh, yikes.
I'm going to give you my, I wouldn't say my mean take, but I'm going to give you a take that that came into my head probably when I was angry. So it's kind of angry tilted, but I want you to, I'm asking you to poke holes in it. The Kings came out of the box and not only went toe-to-toe with the Knicks, but actually pushed them around a little bit. Stan Van Gundy even said it's the best, their defense was so aggressive. Sam Amick tweeted it's the best defense he's seen them play all year. The Kings have the ability to punch other teams in the mouth. The problem is that other teams have figured out that if they adjust and they punch the Kings back, that the Kings more often than not will wilt from that. It's the same thing that happened in Sacramento with the Knicks. The Kings were winning. And then the Knicks eventually wore them down, and the Kings folded, which is what I think they did, especially in the second half. And I think Mike Brown got pantsed last night. I think he got pantsed by Tom Thibodeau. I thought his blitzing of Jalen Brunson was ridiculous. Maybe after the first 27 times it didn't work, you adjust. I thought after the initial, and I understand this is easy to do from the sidelines, but you, Chris, and I, and Harrison Barnes all had the same scoring line last night. Harrison did another one of his I'm going to disappear for a while games when you least need it. And I thought Thibodeau made adjustments to I thought Tom Thibodeau made far more adjustments than Mike Brown yesterday. And we've seen that a lot this year, by the way, where adjustments just – now, there might be some underlying reason for that.
Yeah.
But I thought ultimately from 50,000 feet, the Kings came out, punched the Knicks in the mouth. The Knicks got off the canvas and just slugged it out, and eventually the Kings just wilted. I saw them wilt against the Knicks at Golden 1 Center, and I saw them wilt last night, and not Chamberlain.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of things to poke holes in. I guess if I'm going to do that, it would be, I think, the philosophy, which you would not even argue, it worked in the first half, was we got to do what we can to limit the other players.
That's right.
Now, Brunson had 18 at the half.
That's right.
But DiVincenzo, McBride, Hart, I think, was at 12, but DiVincenzo was awful. McBride missed everything.
Yeah.
So if you're up 8 on the road at the half and you've said, look, we're trying to let other people beat us and not Brunson, I would continue the same strategy. Now,
I agree
that's
with that.
Where I would agree with or poke the hole in. But then the other guys got hot.
Yeah.
And so it has to switch in real time in the second half. And so the other part, I thought there were red flags all over the game. And when you say punch in the mouth, I feel like there was some of that. I just thought, honestly, they made everything they threw up in the first half. And I'm like, you're shooting 60%. This is going to regress to a mean here. The lead's not large enough.
Sure.
And then as it went along, they got turnovers. And then I thought the shot selection in the second half was awful.
It was terrible.
Just
their offense was horrible.
You're down 4. Yep. Oh, 3. Hero 3. Contested 3. Fadeaway 3.
Yep.
You got to get to the basket. And yeah. Or twos or something easier. And I just didn't think their shot. I didn't think they played a very smart second half.
I don't think so either. And I think in transition, you have to play the Knicks in transition. Once they get to set their defense, good luck.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen.
And then the Barnes thing too. I mean 100%. But only saving grace.
Yeah.
They didn't leave him out there a ton. He barely played 15
minutes.
But that's still, we're in a point now when if Herter and Monk are out, like. It's non-negotiable.
That's
it can't
right.
be. If he was 0 for 12, you live with it. He was 0 for 2. And then if I said, well, Dave, at least he had 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 blocks, and 2 steals. No. No.
Right.
He had 2 rebounds and nothing. No other. Like, there was nothing.
There was nothing. And credit to Mike Brown. 15 minutes out of 48. You're going to start the guy, and yeah. he's going to get those minutes.
And each then half, and then you're like, he doesn't have it.
Yeah, and at some point, you got to. He's a starter. You got to put him back in to see if he – and he didn't. And, you know, I think Harrison at one point came in, immediately turned the ball over. It's like, okay, dude, yeah. We need to rest the Black yeah. Falcon tonight.
Right.
So we're way late for a break. The other thing here was the A's in Sacramento, but we'll – trust me, we'll get yes. to quite a bit of that. I want to remind you, David Sampson's going to join us at 7 a.m., former president of the Marlins, who is kind of an expert on all this stuff. Also, the first guy kicked off of Survivor a few years ago, too. He's had a pretty interesting life. Wrote a play, starred as Lorne Michaels. Yeah, he's had a really, if you go to his Wikipedia, it's actually a really interesting life. Brendan Nunes will join us, Kings Insider, at 9 a.m. When we come back, though, we got audio from the game. Kings fall to the Knicks. We'll relive that, unfortunately, next.
You up with the best in local sports.
They just make it interesting, you know?
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sacktown Sports.
Here's Fox in the left corner, wide open three, and he nails the triple and starts to skip back up the floor. Kings start out 4 of 5. They've got a 5-point advantage here at 10-5 in the early going in New York City. Hart with a wraparound in the paint. It's deflected, stolen by the Kings. Harrison Barnes on the move. Turnover number 3, New York. Here's a corner 3 from Keon Ellis. He's got the bucket, and Sacramento has a double-digit advantage. They're up 21-11. 5:15 to play in the first quarter. Ellis is now 3 for 3 and has 9 points. And the Knicks, after getting the ball in the front court, have just called a timeout. So Fox skips along with the dribble, pulls up for another 3-point attempt. He trains another 3-pointer. It's the De'Aaron Fox Show tonight in New York. 4 of 5 from downtown. He's got 16 points. Thibodeau calling timeout. This is the biggest lead for Sacramento, and it's a beauty. They're up 21 at 46-25.
And that's how it would end. And the Kings would go on and stun the Knicks in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I think it was around that point where you're feeling good, obviously up 20, which we know in this NBA present day isn't mean much anymore. But I was thinking, I go, wow, Kings are up 20. Atlanta was leading Dallas.
Yeah.
And I thought, boy, if these two results hold up,
yeehaw,
it would have been Dallas, Sacramento, New Orleans, Phoenix, all 45-31, tied for 5th through 8th.
But
both scores didn't hold up. Dallas moves into sole possession of 5th. Kings move back into sole possession of 8th.
And you know whose fault it is that the scores didn't hold up?
Who's that?
Jalen Brunson.
Hartenstein holds it, looks for some help, feeds a pass to Brunson, low post, up fake once, twice, step back baseline floater is good, and it's now a 7-point ball game at 48-41. 11 unanswered by New York. Crowd now getting engaged here. They got reason to get fired up, and you'll hear them getting louder by the moment.
Uh-huh. Halftime, Kings still up. Okay. By the way, anyone else think that Fox full quarter was going in at the end of halftime? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
For a second, I thought that was going in. Dante DiVincenzo, former King.
Rebound, Fox ahead to Sabonis, races into the front court. He's going to the rim, ball knocked out of his hands from behind, no whistle. Keegan has it, corner 3, misses the 3. Knicks get the rebound, on the run, they push. DiVincenzo runs to a designated spot for 3, and he scores it. And suddenly, it's a 6-point ball game, timeout taken by Mike Brown. 8 unanswered points by the Knicks.
Uh-huh. Let's get into the fourth quarter. De'Aaron Fox gives the Kings in a back and forth after many, many ties and backs and forths, a 3-point lead.
Back out to Fox in 3-point range, working against Miles McBride. Takes the dribble to the right, launches for 3, scores the triple. De'Aaron Fox now has 27, and the lead has gone back to the Kings at 95-92. Fox is 6 of 10 from downtown.
Uh-huh. And that's about as good as it would get for Sacramento, as the to say the Knicks closed out the fourth quarter on the Kings. Well, that would be an understatement.
Here are the New York fans, many of them coming to their feet to salute the Knicks, looking for win number 45, as are the Kings. Brunson straight away scores the triple, holds the pose, now backpedals on defense. And from 21 down to a 10-point lead in this game, it's 105-95 New York. They've scored 13 in a row.
Yeah, and, well, that'd do it. That would do it. 120-109 is your final. Kings had nothing. They had absolutely nothing late in that fourth quarter. I can't blame fatigue.
No.
You know?
Not in this one, I don't think.
I don't think so.
There weren't a lot of other ancillary reasons, I don't think. I think they got outplayed.
We'll talk about that a little bit in Three for Madness as far as reasons why. But I think when you look at... Well, let's take a look, Jason. We'll do this a couple times today, but we look at the standings.
Yep.
And that's a gut punch, man. The Mavs won. The Kings are now in the eighth spot. If the season ended today, I believe they would play the Pelicans on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But the Kings are one game back of the Pelicans for the seven. One game back of the Suns for the six, because those two are tied. I believe Phoenix has a tiebreaker. Here's the issue. The Kings are a half game ahead of the Lakers mm-hmm. in nine. And the Lakers have won three in a row. The Lakers have won 8 of 10. The Warriors have won 6 in a row. The Warriors have won 7 of 10. Those teams that are playoff and championship tested, although they're not at the right place in the standings per se, they're turning it on at the right time. The Kings, they're not collapsing.
No.
But I do believe, and I think it's important to have this conversation, look, it is an almost absolute certainty that the Kings will be tied with the Lakers technically for the 9 seed after this time tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Lakers do, this is important, the Lakers have to finish a game ahead of the Kings. They can't finish in right. a tie. The Kings will get that. The Warriors are 2 games behind the Sacramento Kings. I don't even know who the hell has the tiebreaker. Is that
2-2? And then the extended one, the Kings have a pretty large lead.
Okay.
I feel pretty safe about that, but, you know, nothing's safe.
The good news, if you want to look at it, other than the sneeze I'm about to have.
Bless you.
Excuse me. Oh, you got to use the elbow. Not. Yeah. I'm sorry. That was bad. When you look at the remaining schedule strength, that sneeze brought to you by, we don't have a sponsor yet.
Yeah.
The Lakers actually are one of 5 teams that have a tougher schedule than the Kings the rest of the way. Phoenix still has the toughest schedule by a pretty decent amount. When you consider the fact that Sacramento's 6 remaining games, their combined opponent winning percentage is .551. Phoenix also 6 games, .638.
Yeah, and if you honestly, if we did this tomorrow, yeah. the Kings will drop even more.
Yes, they will. The
now, you still have to play Boston tonight. But the schedule strength will drop after
the
today.
Kings will probably drop to somewhere around 10. Wow. Is that like a yawn where it's contagious?
Maybe. And it was one, because normally I'm 3. It must have been. You passed
it. Wow. Did I just get you allergic?
Yeah.
Wow.
To the Kings.
To the Kings. The other issue. Bless you. There it is. The New Orleans Pelicans have the 22nd most difficult schedule. And the Los Angeles Lakers, where are you, Lakers?
Where are you?
Where are you hiding?
I already read them.
There we are, 5th. Sorry. I'm sorry. I was looking for Golden State. They have the 21st most difficult schedule just ahead of – actually, they're tied with New Orleans, 46% remaining winning percent.
On the Kings side of things, I guess what's good is – and I don't even know what we'll be rooting for on this day – but the Warriors and Lakers play one of those games each other. So, obviously, one is guaranteed to get one more loss – at least.
Yes.
I think the one thing that's been eliminated, basically, not mathematically yet, but Houston's loss last night, the 10 are pretty much set.
The
Kings have
right.
a 6-game lead on Houston.
I think, yeah.
So yeah, Houston's not getting there.
I think you're right. I think you're 100% right. By the way, Dallas, the 25th toughest schedule in the NBA. Here's what I believe. I believe the Kings will be in the play-in.
Okay.
And
got to be in the 7-8. You've got to be.
I agree with you. But I'm going to stick with what I said last week, I think, or Monday or whenever the hell it was.
You think the Lakers are passing them?
I think they will.
Okay.
I just, when I look at how the Lakers are playing, when I look at how the Kings are playing, when I look at the remaining schedules, and granted, the Lakers have a very difficult remaining schedule, but it's the Timberwolves, the Cavs, the Pelicans, and the Warriors. Those are their four super tough games. And when you look at that in context, which we will before we break here, the Lakers have three, their next three at home, Cleveland, Minnesota, Golden State, and then they go at Memphis. That should be a win, and then at New Orleans at the end of the year. Now I look at that and I go, okay, it's the Lakers. It could go either way, but you've still got LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's in any way, shape, or form. I'd probably predict a 3-2.
For them?
For them.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, let's do that. What would that get them to? 47 wins?
So 3-2 would get them to 47 wins.
Can the Kings go 3-3?
They go 47-35, which means the Kings would need to go 3-3.
Yeah.
And the Kings' remaining schedule is Boston tonight. Uh-huh. I believe that will be a loss.
Okay.
Brooklyn will be a win.
Okay.
Let me skip Oklahoma City for a second.
Okay.
We'll come back to that.
And if you think the last one will be a win in Portland, they need one other on your Lakers assessment at 3-2. They're still in decent position, honestly, to avoid the 9-10.
They beat Brooklyn. They beat Portland. Let's just count that as two.
Okay, which is never – but we're doing it for the exercise, so you need to find one of the other four.
That means they need to win one of –
Boston, OKC, New Orleans,
on the road,
Phoenix.
New Orleans, Phoenix at home.
One. If the Lakers go three and two. Yeah, and obviously the numbers change. Another win if they're 4-1.
Right.
Two more wins if they're 5-0. But if they went 5-0, I mean, that'd be 11 in a row. They've won three. But it'd be a really
good finish.
I mean, credit to them if they do that.
I think part of the reason why
tiebreaker's so huge.
It's massive, and the Kings, of course, swept the Lakers this year. I think one of the reasons I'm landing the plane on 9, I'll admit, is a little bit Shakespearean of me, where I'm going, they're going to have a one-off against the Warriors at Golden 1 Center to continue in the playoffs, aren't they? That's really – Steph Curry is going to return from his 50-point game to play the Kings in a one-off at Golden 1 Center and break hearts again, and 2 years in a row we're going to get sent home. And this one – well, let me ask you this. More devastating, right, weirdly enough, than last year?
Yeah, because it wouldn't be a playoff birth.
That happened. If that happened, and
I don't know if it's more. I don't know. It's just.
I feel like it would feel more devastating.
What about the chances of the Kings being 7, hosting the Lakers as 8, with Phoenix at 9?
Kings 7, Lakers 8.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have that.
Yeah, you have a safety net if you lose that game. You host the Suns-Warriors winner.
Yeah, then they've got two spots.
Yeah.
Okay, as we go to break, Jason Ross, more devastating. Kings play the Warriors in the 9-10. Warriors win, send the Kings home in a one-off. Kings play the Lakers at home, lose, and then play the winner of Warriors-Suns?
And lose. Especially if it's the Warriors. Like, to me... the worst scenario would be that.
Yeah.
Losing to the Lakers and the Warriors and missing the postseason.
Oh, my God. That would be...
Now, if you could, like one of those things where you guarantee it, like if you could guarantee this, I would never want it. What would you feel about this situation? They fall to 10.
Uh-huh.
You have to go to San Francisco.
Yeah.
You beat them.
Uh-huh.
You're not in. You just got to that 7 and you get the Lakers. You go to L.A. and you beat them. So now, in a sense, you would have knocked out the Warriors. And knocked out the Lakers. Now, this is awful.
You have exercised all the demons.
Yeah, we'd be furious because they fell to 10.
Right.
You're like, oh, they're 1-4. Like, they're never going to beat the Warriors.
Honestly, if you told me that scenario right now.
You would sign up for that today.
You knock out the Warriors, you knock out the Lakers, and then you told me that we were going to get swept in the first round.
Denver.
Give it.
Give it to me.
Because I know we're not winning a championship this year. That's our championship. Screw you both. L Street's that way, Steph and LeBron. It's LeBron because he took the L.
But it'd be so painful to get to 10.
It would.
To know going into that game, oh my gosh, you have to beat. And even if you beat the Warriors, you still got to win this other game.
I'd enjoy the roller coaster. I would not like to wait in line.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll take a break. When we come back, safe or out, A's related, of course. In the meantime, what is safe is getting your house switched to electric year-round.
Yeah, it is.
I say that to you all the time. And the folks are going to help you do that are my friends at American Energy. You know what it isn't? They're not called Americant Energy. Like, they'll get it done. And they want you to avoid those fluctuating PG&E bills. I don't need to go into details there. You know what I'm talking about. As it's rainy today, we all know that right around the corner, it's going to be 110, just like Jason loves. And that AC is going to be running all day long, all day, all day. Let American Energy insulate you from that by going all electric. You're going to get up to $9,000 in rebates from SMUD. They'll do all the paperwork as well. They'll make sure that you get every penny you can out of those folks. Let American Energy simply perform a free in-home energy efficiency analysis and see where they can help you save for the warmer months ahead. They're the best. They're the absolute best. I'll say it every single time. Learn more by calling 916-520-9990. That's 916-520-9990 or AmericanEnergyAir.com. American Energy, making the uncomfortable comfortable. The A's will not be using Sacramento in the name of the team. Is that jacked up or what? That's part of Three for Madness next. Excuse me, Safer Out next.
Safe or out. It's time to go around baseball. Three pitches, three swings. It's Safe or Out on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
It just got the Chris turned on the cameras. Just, I walked in and I missed, that's the second time today, this week, I tripped earlier, a couple days ago, over the seat, and I had a little cup of, stuff, and I'm walking in, coffee, and I'm walking in and I misjudged the door and I almost spilled coffee everywhere. He caught the very end of that.
You're heroic. You didn't do it.
Honestly, that skill, kind of like Alan posting his baseball photos yesterday. Then did you see me?
Flex.
Posted my triple play newspaper clipping. Yeah. Like, hey, Alan, you're not the only athlete here, pal.
Yeah.
Safer out, question one.
Safer out, not using Sacramento in the A's name while they're here is weak.
Yeah, okay. It's safe. It's weak. Like, really, you're so happy with the partnership here. You can't put Sacramento. You can't get the gear. It's kind of like an initial. Well, it's the first of many slaps in the faces, I think, that are going to be coming over the next 3 years that people need to be prepared for from John Fisher's outfit. But hold on. I'm going to say out. Because I can guarantee you, before this whole thing is done, you're all going to be really happy Sacramento is nowhere near these uniforms. Because you would have Sacramento splashed all over the front of the worst team in baseball history. So I'll say out. I'm glad. Don't put our name on it.
They're the worst team in baseball.
They will
be. Why?
Because they're going to lose a lot of games.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not even the worst team this year. It's next year.
Just wait.
It was disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted Sacramento crawl. I wanted that.
I want the gear.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Number two, please.
Safer out. The A's will sell out all 3 years in Sacramento.
I think that's safe. I think.
Oh, you changed your tune on that.
I think. They will announce a sellout for all 3 years. All tickets will be
kinda
sold.
Kind of like they'll do in Vegas.
But it will not be. It will not be full. Probably most of the first year it will be. But trust me, July year two, they're facing the. I don't know.
I thought we were Sacramento. We go to whatever, whenever. What are we giving him? Like, this year's foolproof. Why do we become so spoiled with the Kings?
Why does nobody remember? I know you do, but why does nobody remember that we were one of the worst attended teams in the whole league before the last couple of years?
Before we had the sellout streak going
we
for
did.
20 plus years.
We did, but then when the team got crappy and the Maloofs were crapping all over us, like we were like 28th every year.
Yeah.
I mean, you get what you
put in.
It's
also a small stadium.
It's a good point. So you're safe.
I'm safe.
Okay. Number three, please.
Getting the Vegas financing on the ballot in Nevada should unite both Oakland and Sacramento.
This is a broader question. We got a break because David Sampson's coming up. If you don't mind, Jason, I'm going to forward this into our 7:30 segment on the
The
A's.
That's safe.
And we might even talk about this with Mr. Sampson as well, who is coming up next from L.A., hosting the Rich Eisen show today. Nice enough to join us. You're going to want to hear this conversation. Former president of the Miami Marlins, David Sampson, with us next.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.